Simon, on Tuesday, we told my colleague that it would be 24 to 48 hours for Joe Garner to have his medical at Rangers. Have you got an update on that for us?
No, not really. I don't. It's between Rangers, his representatives and Joe to get it done. I know there's talk of being done maybe today. I'm not 100% clear on where the situation has been. And seems a bit strange that when you want to sign a player, then you should want to be getting done very quickly. So I've got an idea why it's not happening, but that's not for public knowledge.
So in terms of the money that you're going to get for Joe Garner, Simon, do you see that going on a kind of direct like-for-like replacement in terms of a forward, or will it go on a number of players?
I think it'll go to strengthen the squad in general, I think. I think it'll help with the pursuit of a right-back, maybe a wide player and a striker possibly as well. So we will try and utilise it in the best way possible. So I did mention the other day that we're looking to extend, obviously, some players' contracts, and that will help them go along of getting done as well. So hopefully we might have more news on that in the next couple of days as well. So I think the money will go to strengthen the squad in general, really.
So it's likely before Saturday that current players in the squad will have new deals?
It's a possibility, yeah. There's been talks going on with quite a few of the players over the last few weeks. Obviously, there's five or six players that have had offers got into the representatives probably Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, to be fair. So we're moving on close with a lot of them situations, and hopefully we'll have good news on them.
What do you think life without Joe Garner will be like for this squad? Because certainly during your tenure, 3.5 years, he's played a pivotal part of it, hasn't he? It feels very significant, this bit of business.
Yeah, of course. He's been a big part of this football club, and you can never forget that if the deal goes through, of what he's done for this football club and what he's contributed, the goals, his all-round performances, his work rate, his effort, his commitment to the club. But also he's a big player in the dressing room as well. And I mentioned it on Tuesday night that we can't sort of worry about what's happened with Joe or going to happen with him. It's about, as a team, making sure that we go out and put on a performance and try and get a result before the game on Tuesday. Players leave football clubs right the way throughout the world, and fans' favourites, etc. So you just have to deal with it. It's part and parcel of football. If he does go, we wish him the best, because he's a fantastic lad, great person, and been fantastic for this football club. But we have to move on as a club and try and get better as we go along.
The silver lining, I guess, from a financial point of view, is that you've made a handsome profit on him, and that can go into the squad.
Well, it just shows that sort of the recruitment has been quite good in terms of bringing players in and making them better. And hopefully our coaching has made him a better player, and hence why clubs have been sniffing around him over the last couple of years. So, yeah, as I said all along, though, it wasn't something that I was actively looking to do. I didn't want to lose Joe Garner. The club didn't have to sell Joe Garner, but when the offer came in, then it was made to the player what his feelings were, and that was only out of respect for him, and ultimately it was Joe's decision what was going to happen. And we could have quite easily been stubborn and decided that we didn't want to do this, that and the other, but that's sometimes unfair on a player, and you might then sort of not have the same player on your hands after he's maybe wanting to go somewhere else. So it was Joe's decision, and these things happen in football.
When we spoke in pre-season, you said that your transfer business was pretty much done. But now that the season's underway and you've lost the first three games, you've lost Joe Garner, do you think there's more work to be done than initially thought?
Well, I think if you put into the mix Callum Woods' injury as well, Joe leaving, and probably always on the lookout for maybe another player to add to the squad anyway, I think it just shows you that what we're trying to do and how we need to do it, to be fair. So we did say all along that different circumstances will maybe change your mind or look to improve the squad, and that's been dictated by Joe going, as you said, and Callum Woods' injury and also the opportunity to bring another player in as well. So we've got just under 2 weeks of the window left, and I said on Tuesday night, I like to think that we will have 2 or 3 players in before that window shuts.
I think I know the answer to it, but are you making any good progress in terms of right-back replacement?
Look, we've spoke to a couple of clubs, and one club is just waiting to get a deal concluded, which might allow somebody else to come in, and another club are just waiting for a couple of lads to come back from fitness as well. So a couple of deals or the opportunity maybe for a couple of players are edging closer, but obviously any time you're in the hands of the clubs that you're dealing with. So we'll hopefully fingers crossed that one or two deals or players come back from injuries, which allow us to maybe go and get one of the players that we're talking about.
Do you think your start to the season will hinder bringing players in at all?
No, I think they'll see the bigger picture of it all. We didn't have the best of starts last year and finished 11th. Obviously, we'd like to have got some points on the board already. I think performances have warranted that. I think players, when you speak to them, want to come to this football club because it's a good football club. It's a good spirit amongst the group. They enjoy coming to work, and that gets around the football world, an industry that people talk about. Is it a nice place to go to? Sometimes players turn their nose up going to clubs because they hear bad things about it. And I don't think that's the case at our football club. So just because we've lost the first three games doesn't mean to say that we're not playing okay. Doesn't mean to say that it's not a good club, a good, happy environment, and the club is not progressing, because it certainly is.
And I guess you've got to just take a step back, because if you'd won the first three games, you wouldn't say, oh, we're going to win the league. If you lost the first three games, the same applies. I guess it's a case of just not feeling sorry for yourself.
No, look, on Tuesday night we were frustrated, and Saturday probably the same as well, when we had a goal disallowed which would have drawn us a game. So we're not down, there's no sort of disbelief in the camp, there's no crisis of confidence or anything like that. Just got to keep doing the right things, and you know that if you keep doing them things, you've got a good opportunity to get results, and we're very confident that first points on the board will be coming very quickly.